Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Tez Zayin. Today's daf is one of those epic dafim in all of Shas. Not enough time for today's daf. I heard Rabbi Raza this morning say, if you're wallowing in the middle of Yevamos in a couple of months now, you got to remember today's daf. Some of them are a little easier to get something out of, and some of them are a little more difficult. Today's daf is unbelievable, so let's stop talking about it. Let's actually get right into it. Says the Mishnah, Barba'a prakim ha'olam nidon. The world is judged at four times. Be'pesach ala tvua, ba'atzeres al peres ha'ilan. Pesach were judged on the grains. Shavuos were judged on the fruit. But Rosh Hashanah, kol bay olam ovrin lefanav kivnei maron. On Rosh Hashanah, so we are judged. The human beings are judged. We all pass before our Kadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. Shneamar hayotze yachad libam meivin kol maaseim. Kadosh Baruch Hu forms our hearts and understands what our actions are. Uvechag nidonam alamayim. Sukkot time, we are judged on the water. Says the Gemara, Hey Tvua, which grain are we judged on Rosh Hashanah? On Pesach. Ilema ha Tvua de Kaima. If you're going to tell me it's talking about the grain that's already standing when Pesach time comes around, Kalhani hapat yedadu ala emas izdun. What do you mean? This thing has already had a lot of life. You know, when was the stuff that happened to it in this past year as it grew, when was that judged? Ella Tvua de Mizdara. Rather, what are you going to tell me? No, it means the grain that's going to grow in the future year, not the grain that's currently grown. Lameimer the chadina mizdina, says the Gemara. You mean to tell me that grain is only judged once? Vatanya tfuah she'era bakri. So Rashi explains this means grain that got injured, bidei shamayim, let's say the hail, or there was a drought. Ones, or it was judged with a nezek bidei adam. So kodem haPesach nidonis l'sha'avar. If this happened, let's say a person set your field on fire, whatever it is. So if this happened before Pesach, so that was from last Pesach. La'achar haPesach nidonis l'haba. If it happened after Pesach, that was judged on this Pesach. So you see, the same grain could be judged twice. Similarly, Adam she'ira bo kario onus kodem yom ha'kippurim, a person who something happened to him, whether bidei shamayim or bidei Adam before Yom Kippur. So nidon l'sha'avar, this thing was decreed to him on the last Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but la'achar Yom Kippurim, if it happened after Yom Kippur, nidon l'haba. So that happened on this Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's judged twice. Amar Abaye Hilchach. If a person sees that his wheat is growing very, very well, so liktim velizri charfa, so he should quickly plant more stuff because you see that there's a good judgment on grain. Because by the time the next Pesach comes, maybe things will go south. So while you have it going well, so you should plant a lot more grain so that, because you see that it was judged. So you see, if the Gemara seems to conclude that the grain is judged twice. Now, first of all, Ha'ara number one here is from the Turei Evan, who says that, why is the Gemara dependent on Yom Kippur? We'll see in a couple of seconds that Tzadikim are judged on Rosh Hashanah and Risharim are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Gemara make Yom Kippur the deadline? So he says, we're going to see in a moment that Beinonim, the judgment is finished on Yom Kippur, and most people in the world are Beinonim. Furthermore, he says, even purely wicked people, the Turei Evan writes, could, even though they're judged on Rosh Hashanah, but between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they still could change their judgment. It just takes a lot more for a person who's a complete Rasha or a complete Tzaddik to change those decrees. A guy who's a Beinonim, he doesn't have to do that much between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to get a good judgment. But a guy who's a Rasha, he's going to have to really, really work hard. But the Turei Evan suggests, even he, this Gemara seems to imply that Yom Kippur, everything's decided for everybody. So even a guy who's a pure Rosh on Rosh Hashanah, so we say the Gzar Din is finished, but he could still reverse it. We're going to speak a lot more about that in a few moments. Now, some of the Achronim say the reason why grain is judged twice is because grain, the land, the grain was cursed twice. The land was cursed, Arura HaAdama, and Bezeh HaSapecha Tocha Lechem, that was, even the grain was also cursed. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. I also like this chat. So the Sifsei Chachamim writes, I'm going to have to hold myself back today. Today's going to be, it's a lot to say. But the Sifsei Chachamim writes that this seems like a very strange Gemara. Where the Gemara says like, oh, if it's a good judgment for grain, so quickly chopping a lot more grains, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is there. A shtick you can play against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He understands that he's not going to, what's it going to help to go plant these things quickly? You're not going to trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, no, it means like this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more mercy on something that's big rather than something small. Where do we see that? By Nineveh, in the Pasuk in Yonah. Hashem says to Yonah, you had mercy on this small little kikayon. I'm not going to have mercy on this big city, Nineveh. So the more you plant, maybe the more a person is going to be zeicha to have a positive judgment. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Mani masnisim. Our Mishnah that says Pesach is this, Shavuos is this, Rosh Hashanah is this, Sukkot is this. Who's the author of our Mishnah? We're going to now quote a Bryce that has four opinions, and our Mishnah seems to be going like none of them. And that's the Gemara is going to end up answering. It's actually, you're right, five opinions. Says the Gemara, Mani masnisin, lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Nasan, Desanya, hakol, everything, man, grains, fruit, and water, everything, nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, everything's judged in Rosh Hashanah. Ugzadin shalem nechtam b'yom HaKippurim. But the Gzar Din is completely on Kippur. The Ritva writes, what this means is that you're judged whether Chayiv or Patur Rosh Hashanah, but then the punishment is concluded. That you're Chayiv, which punishment you're Chayiv, that's in Yom Kippur. That's what it means, the Chasima. The Chasima is the punishment. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, so that's definitely against our Mishnah. Everything's all in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaKon Don in Rosh Hashanah. Everything's judged in Rosh Hashanah. Ugzai Din Shalom Nechtam Kolech Avechem Bezmano Pesach HaLatfuah Batar Zalpeir Se'il Mechag Don Olam Mayim Adam Don Rosh Hashanah. Ugzai Din Shalom Nechtam Yom HaKippurim. So the judgment of all these things is Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzai Din is signed on the different Yom Tovah. That's also not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say everything happens on these four holidays. Rabbi Yossi Omer Adam Nidon Bechol Yom. Rabbi Yossi says a person is judged every day. Shenemar Vatif Gedenu Labekarim. Every morning, every boker you're judged, every day. Rabbi Nasan Omer Adam Nidon Bechol Shah. A person is judged every minute. Shenemar Liragayim Tibachenu. Anyway, all four of these opinions are against our Mishnah. Says Gemara, really, maybe the second one is like our Mishnah. V'chitem ala'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chitani mastis. And the Gzar Din, our Mishnah is talking about the second half. The Gzar Din says, Gemara, Ihachi kashya Adam. If that's true, so Adam is a problem because if you tell me it's just a Gzar Din, Rabbi Yehuda says the Gzar Din is Yom Kippur. And our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah. So it can't be that either. Amar Rava, you're right. There's a fifth opinion. Hi, Tana Devir Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is going like Tana Devir Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devir Rabbi Shmuel, Ba'abra, Prakma Olam Nidon. The world is judged at four times. With Pesach HaLatvua, Ba'atzeres HaPeres Ilan, B'chag Nidon HaMalamayim, V'adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, U'gzar Din Shalo Nechtam, B'yom HaKippurim, V'chiktani Mastisa Natchilas Din. Our Mishnah, where it says Rosh Hashanah, is talking about the judgment. Amar Rav Chista. My time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic of Rabbi Yossi who holds that a person is judged every day? Says Gemara, what do you mean, what's the reason? He gave you a pasuk. Kidukam our time, what do you mean? He told you the reason. He said there's a pasuk. Vatif kedenu labakar. No, anan hachi karmin. This is what I meant to ask. My time alo amak Rabbi Nasan, that a person's judged at every moment, bechina yuni bialmahi, because he called a pasuk that lirugayim tibachenu, that's not really judging, it's just analyzing your actions. Pekidanami yuni bialmahu, so vatif kedenu labakarim. is also just looking at your reaction. It's not really a judgment. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is from the following. Lasos mishpat avdo, u'mishpat amo Yisrael, devar yom biyomo. Judgment is every single day. The Achronim work on why do you need really both psukim. Oh, let's take a pause for 1 second over here. Now, hold on a second. What did we just learn? So, wait a minute. If you hold, so according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're judged every single day, so wait, that means, so the Achronim, the Chazdei David writes, if you hold a person's judged every day, so then what happens on Rosh Hashanah? So nothing happens on Rosh Hashanah if you're judged every day. So no, so the Achronim say that even if you hold a person's judged every day, Klal Yisrael as a whole is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Or another pshat is that a country is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but every person is judged every day. Some say the opposite, that the individual is judged every day, but the tzibur is judged. The individual is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the tzibur is judged every day. The Sfas Emes says, Rosh Hashanah, we get judged on how the whole year is going to look. But on every day, we get judged on how each day is going to look. And therefore, the Meiri writes, a person should do tshuva every day. Don't just do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, because many hold that some aspect of the judgment is happening every day, like the Gemara says over here, not just one big thing on Rosh Hashanah. Let's continue. The Amar Rav Chisda, Melech Vitzibur, we had this Gemara about a week ago. Melech Vitzibur, if you have a choice to judge a king or a tzibur, Melech Nichlens Tchil Adin Shnei Melech Sos Mishpat Avdu Mishpat Amo Yisrael. Shlomo Melech said first, Mishpat Avdo, and then Amo Yisrael. So a king gets judged first. My time, two answers. Ibo Yisema, Labor Har, Lemesa Malka Abroi. It's not covered for the king to be outside while everybody else is being judged. Ibo Yisema, Mekami Delefesh Charon Af. That we want the king to be judged before Hashem gets super angry at everybody else. Says the Shem Yishmuel. What do you mean? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the king worse because he got angry at everybody else? So he explains, no, the pshat's like this, because the king has an achrayus. When you're in position of Jewish leadership, so if Hashem judges everybody else and he sees, oh, this king, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to influence them, so that's why the king's judgment is going to be worse. Amar Rav Yosef, keman matzlinan ho. This is unbelievable Gemara, very important Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, keman matzlinan ho idna akitzirei v'amiriei. According to which opinion do we nowadays daven for cholim? Unbelievable. What gives us the right to daven for cholim? Wasn't the gzar din already set in Rosh Hashanah? So what are you davening for a cholim? Already the gzar din was set. So according to who? Aktsire. Aktsire means sick people. That's what Rashi says. Aktsire. The sick people. V'amirie. Mirie, he says, means Tamidi Chachamim, who because they learn Torah so much, they get weakened. Remember, we learned the Gemara, the Torah weakens. The Torah weakens a person. We had that in the Beitza. Keman. So, according to who do we do this? Kirab Yosi, who says that a person gets judged every day. V'ibay say malolam Rabbanan. Second answer, the Gemara. No, even the Rabbanan who say a person doesn't get judged every day. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafet Saakal Adam, Bein Kodem Gzar Din, Bein Lachak Gzar Din. Maybe he's really going to be judged only Rosh Hashanah. But by yelling out to Hashem and davening, you could rip up the Gzar Din. Oh, so comes along. Oh, so asks Tosfos. Take a look at this Tosfos over here. Keman Matzlin Ha'in Aktir Aktir Krabiosi. Vim Tomer Rabbanon Nami Lo Matzlinon Rifainu Berkas Hashanim. What, the Chacham will say you only judge Rosh Hashanah, you can't say Rifainu every day? It's only Rabbi Yossi? Oh, look at this beautiful. So Tosfos gives a few of a ode. Rabbi Huda Damar Hacha, Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah, Gzad Din Shlatam Yom Kippurim. What do you mean? The very same person in Maseches Shabbos says you're allowed to daven for a chol every day. Ah. So Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbi Natan, Rosh Hashanah is just goes that a person's going to get sick. But it's not decreed on Rosh Hashanah when he's going to be healed. Wow. So Rosh Hashanah, the fact that he's going to be sick, but how you know how long the sickness is going to be? So that's not. That's why you daven every day. Even according to the other opinions, Rabbanan, you could daven every day to get healed. Everyone agrees you could daven for a chola that he should be healed. The Gemara just means according to Rabbi Yossi, you can daven on a Talmud Chacham that he shouldn't even get sick. Another pshat in Tosis is that the Gemara's kash is on individual yechidim, but to daven for the rabbim, that you can daven always, because a gzar din of a rabbim always could be ripped up. And the Meiri writes that no, on an individual chola, of course you could daven every day. The Gemara says, I think it's in Brachos, afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavar shel adam ayim na'atzim en arachamim. The Gemara here is talking about to daven for all cholim in a general way. That is only according to Rabbi Yossi, but everyone agrees that any choli could always daven for. Now, what about the second answer of the Gemara? The second answer of the Gemara says that no, maybe really Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, that if you daven, you could rip up a gzar din. Says the Ritva, the simple pshat in this Gemara is that any tefillah could rip up any gzar din. That's a simple pshat. The Rashbate says, no, you can't rip up the gzar din, but you could lessen the gzar din. You can make it less. You can't totally rip it up, but davening can make it less. And he says also, but the tefillah of the chola himself, that could even rip up a gzar din, if the chola himself is davening for himself. He also gives another answer that every tefillah can rip up a gzar din, but the Gemara here is talking about a gzar din that has a shvua with it. A gzar din that has a shvua with it, that we say, if Hashem swears on the gzar din, that we say, that it can only limit it. Now, I heard Rabbi Rasner this morning, because there's no Rabbi Leibowitz, because the last time it was Shabbos, the last 7.5 years ago. So he didn't give the daf yet this morning. So Rabbi Rasner, Mondays is always Rabbi Rasner. Anyway, because there's no Rabbi Leibowitz on all daf on Mondays. Because 7.5 years ago it was Shabbos. He gave the shiur on Shabbos. Nobody recorded it. Anyway, but this is beautiful. I have a very personal story about this also. The Gemara here says tefillah can change. Tefillah can change stuff. Okay. Yes, no, this way can limit it. How does tefillah work? How can tefillah change stuff? So I'll tell you that for the first 2 years of my married life, we didn't have kids. And whatever was not simple in the first couple of years. Okay, 2 years by comparison. Now looking back at Baruch Hashem, I know I have 6 children. But first 2 years were very difficult. We were in Eretz Yisrael. And it was very, it was problem after problem after problem. So I wrote my Rebbe Willig, a long letter about, why am I pouring out my neshama every time in davening? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks I shouldn't have kids. I should accept it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks I shouldn't have kids. What am I davening for it for? So he wrote me back. I wrote him a very long letter about this. He wrote me back a long letter. I don't know why I lost it, but I don't have it anymore. But he wrote me back a long letter quoting the Sefer Ikrim, famous Sefer Ikrim. Rabbi Rasner mentioned the shiur this morning, famous Sefer Ikrim. The Sefer Ikrim says, davening's not for Hashem. Davening's for us. When you daven, well, you become a different person. So if you really listen to your davening and you really connect to Hashem more, you become a different person. We're going to learn it later in the daf, today's daf. So the old person maybe wasn't zeichet to children. But if you daven well, the new person's going to be zeichet to children. That's the Ikrim writes. That's how tefillah writes. That's how tefillah can rip up a gzar din. Because we become somebody different if you really connect to Hashem and you believe that Hashem is the source of all your bracha and you appreciate what you have, you can mamish change the gzar din. Because, not because you changed Hashem, because you became different. Oh, beautiful Sefer Ikrim. That's like where Hirsch writes that the word lehispalel is in the hispael, means you work on yourself, you're judging yourself. Palel is to venasam biflilim. Palel means to judge. If you daven well, you're looking at yourself and saying, where do I need to grow? If the tefillah can help yourself grow, you become a new person, you're yuzachet to a new judgment. So says Rav Hirsch. Oh, Rabbi Rat.
Rabbeinu Mechila. Rabbeinu Mechila. The Gemara Nedarim and Mem Aleph says, Ina choyla umid mechalio.
Ah, very nice.
He's not healed until he has mechila. So the Maharsha says that's exactly why the brachos and Shmona Esrei are situated as such. First, you have mechila,
and then refine it.
Has mechila. Then it's geula, because as the Rabbeinu said, like Dekrim, a person is a new person. He's a Nayid. He's a new Jew.
Beautiful. Okay.
And then mechila is refined. It's Maharsha and Nedarim from
Allah. Whoa, Valdik. Okay. And we're only starting here, Baisai. We're only starting here. Here we go. Says the Gemara. I got to flip back and forth between looking at you guys and looking at my notes. Okay. Beautiful. Oh. Tanya. No, that's not where I am. Mm-hmm. Is that where I am? Yeah. Tanya. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei ma amra Torah haviyu omer bepesach. Mipnei sha pesach zman tvuahu. Why do we bring a carbon omer on Pesach? Because Pesach were judged on the tvuah. So we want to get a little extra curry, a little extra favor with Hashem. So we bring a carbon on the tvuah. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Havi Lufanei Omer B'Pesach, Kedei Shetizbarech, Lachem Tfuah Shebesadus. Umar Deima, Amar Torah, Havi Yushtei Alechem Bad Seres, Mishat Seres, Man Peres Ilanu, it's fruit. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Havi Lufanei Shtei Alechem Bad Seres, Kedei Shetizbarech, Lachem Peres Ilan. Bring me the Shtei Alechem so that the fruit trees should should be blessed. Why? What does the fruit have to do with it? What does it have to do with the fruit? Because that begins the Bikurim season. So says Rashi. So therefore, it's a remnant to the fruit. Or Shtei Alechem comes from the wheat, and Rabbi Yehuda's Lashitaso in Sanhedrin that the Eitz Hadas that the Chava ate from was wheat. So you see, wheat's a fruit also. Okay. Obeimam Ratorah Nischu Mayim Bechag. Why do we do Nischu Mayim Bechag? Ah, Merkadosh Baruch Hu Nischu Funi Mayim Bechag. Deishis Baruch Lam Gishmei Shana. Because that's when we judged on the water. Ah, what about Rosh Hashanah? Who's the carbon of Rosh Hashanah? Says Rav Asher Weiss, we're the carbon on Rosh Hashanah. We bring ourselves as a carbon on Rosh Hashanah. And that's mamish, the next line of the Gemara. So beautiful. What does the Gemara say? Imru lefanei b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zechronos v'shofros malchios kadesh tam lichuni aleichem malchios, that you make me your king, zechronos teshial zechonek lefanei letova, that we should become better, that our memory should be brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu letova uvameh b'shofar. How do we are mal the malchus zichronos and shofros? How does that work? How are we mal the malchus and zichronos? Bameh b'shofar. Interesting. The Gemara doesn't mention shofros. The Achronim say that's obvious. Once you have the malchus and zichronos, since the shofar is that which we use to send the malchus and zichronos up, so shofros obviously are the pesukim about shofros. Now. So here, okay, a whole bunch of things over here to say. First of all, so the shofar is that which, here you see a remez that the shofar is that which sends our other tefillahs up. Sounds like the shofar itself is like a tefillah. Salvechik has a beautiful essay about how the shofar is a wordless tefillah. Because a lot of times we don't know what we're supposed to be davening for. We just daven, but we don't really know. So the shofar, we just scream out and say, Hashem, you decide what we should be davening for. That's why you can blow shofar in the middle of Shon Esrei. You're not going to eat matzah in the middle of Shon Esrei, right? So, but shofar is a tefillah. It's not a hefsek in the middle of Shon Esrei because the shofar itself is a type of tefillah. Here you see the shofar sends it up. Okay. Omar. Rabbi Avo, before we do that, hold on 1 second. Nun hey, 1 second. I apologize. Yeah. Right. Why doesn't the Gemara... Okay, fine. Right. So, oh, by the way, just from Rabbi Raz, a beautiful, beautiful idea. We mentioned this before in the Shir, that right over here, the Ritva writes, that what... These are Malchios, Sechonos, and Shofros. So... These are just an asmachta, right? There's no din d'oraisa. There's a Rashi and a Chumash that sounds like the saying of the Pesukim Malchus Zechonos Shofros is a din d'oraisa, but we don't hold that way. It's an asmachta. The Ritva over here in this Gemara writes, what's an asmachta? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really intended these mitzvos. He wanted the Chazal to work it. It's a din d'rabbanan, but he wanted us to find it in the Chumash. And he writes that anyone who says that an asmachta is just something that Hashem didn't intend at all, and just the rabbis hung it on a pasuk later, that's apikorsis. That's what the Ritva writes. And apparently there's a Rambam in Perush Mishnah somewhere who actually says that pshat. What the Ritva says is apikorsis, the Rambam really says that Hashem didn't really intend it, it's just that the Chachamim found it later. Anyway, that's a Ritva over here, powerful Ritva. Here we go. I'm Rabbi Yo. Lama Togim Shoshal Ayel. Why do we blow with the ram's horn specifically? Amakadosh Baruch Hu tikkul lufanei b'shofar shel ayil k'dei she'esko lechem akidas Yitzchak ben Avraham u'malane aleichem kilo akadtem atzmechem lufanei. I consider it as if you yourselves were makriv yourselves. Oh, that's like Rav Asher wife said, that we're the carbon on Rosh Hashanah. We're the carbon. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lama token b'Rosh Hashanah. Lama token, Rachman Amar took it, the Torah says. Ela, lama mirin, wadu b'lo t'shua, mirin, Rachman Amar zichron t'shua. What do you mean? The Torah says b'lo t'shua. Ela, lama token mirin shem yoshvin. The lama, the token mirin shem omdin, k'dei la'arbev es ha-satan. To confuse the satan. Okay. A ton to speak about here. I'll try to do it very, very briefly. Now, it says over here, why do you use a ram? So Tosis writes, take a look at the Tosis here, Bishofa Shal Isle Bottom Tosis, but Perak Ru Bezin, later on, we're going to see, Tanan, the Rabbi Yossi Machshar Apashal Para. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi said you can use anyone. Aval Kaimalan Rabbi Yehuda, you see from our Gemara, the father Rabbi Yehuda, that you got to use a ram horn that's bent. That's also because of the way a person's bent in tefillah, because the shofar is a tefillah. So it sounds like La Halacha Vilok Rabbi Yehuda. Others say no. We hold like Rabbanan. Everything is kosher except for an ox. However, ram is mitzvah min amovchar. The Ritva writes the minig is to use a ram horn, and that's what the Gemara means over here. Not that's La Halacha, but the minig. Now it's interesting. It says over here to remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. We usually call it Akedas Yitzchak. Why is it called Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham? Because not only was Yitzchak Moshe Nefesh, but Avraham was also Moshe Nefesh, that he was Muchan to be Makriv, his son. And now a person on Rosh Hashanah should think about the Akedah, and he should learn the importance of giving up something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the fact that we blow the shofar of an ayil, we remember Akedah Yitzchak, and we become nisoirer by this, that a person has to love Hashem so much and to be so in awe of Hashem, he should be willing to give away that is most precious to him. And therefore, when a person thinks about that, the Meiri writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'ala as if you're Makriv yourself. Because Machshava Toya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misarif Lamasa. We think about what Avraham Avinu was willing to give up on Rosh Hashanah, and that affects us. Okay. Now, what's this Kedei La'arvei Ves HaSatan? Why do we blow shofar both sitting and standing? Sitting means before Musaf. Standing is during Musaf. Kedei La'arvei Ves HaSatan. Why are they called Tekios Dimi Yushav? So the Levush Yisrad says, well, you don't have to stand then. That's why they're called Yushav, but our meaning is to stand then. The Radvaz says, we don't force you to stand because you're going to stand later. Knesset HaGdoyla writes, they're called Tekios Dimi Yushav, so you should know that the main Tekios are the Tekios Dimi Umod that you say in Shmon Esrei. The Svaradim have the custom to actually sit during those Tekios. And Tosfos over here also writes, take a look at the top Tosfos. The token of reading Shane. Omdin Tema. Hakavim Mishim Bal Tosif. So every Rishon asks, why isn't it Bal Tosif to blow twice? So Tosfos has his famous sheet over here, Yesh Lomar. Tosfos says, Ein Shayach Bal Tosif bin Asiyas Mitzvah Achas Beis Pa'amim. Doing one mitzvah twice is not Bal Tosif. Four corners of the tzitzis, five boxes of your tefillin, that's Bal Tosif. But putting on tefillin twice, Rashi and Rabbi Natan say, that's not Bal Tosif. Or just blowing the whole set of shofar twice, that's not Baal Tosif. Now, what's the La'arvei Ves HaSatan? How does the HaSatan get confused over here? Take a look at Tap Rashi. The La'arvei Shelo Yastin Kishmishi So Mechavim in HaMitzvos Mistatim in Dvarav. When he sees Klal Yisrael being Mechavim in HaMitzvos, we're doing it so many times, we show how much we love the mitzvah. So the Satan has nothing to say. Take a look at Tosas, Kedei La'arvei Ves HaSatan, Pirish Ba'aruch, Yerushalmi Bila Amavis LaNetzach. The Satan, when he hears the shofar, they're blowing more and more. He thinks, oh my gosh, it's the shofar of Mashiach. I'm going to be out of business. So the Satan says, Bila Amavis LaNetzach. When it comes to time of Mashiach, there's going to be no more death. So that's why the Satan gets confused. He thinks it's Mashiach Zeiten. He's going to be out of a job. Others say the reason why it's chibuv mitzvah that we're mamish jumping the gun and doing it before Shmon Esrei, that's the chibuv, not just that we're doing it multiple times. Let's continue. We're not even done yet. Here we go. Amar Bitzak. When we're in the middle of Yevamos, we should remember this daf, okay? Every day. Every day we got to learn Torah. Any year that we don't blow shofar at the beginning, you're going to have to blow shofar for a fast at the end. It's going to be bad stuff. Now, this does not mean, the Rishonim say, it doesn't mean on Shabbos. Shabbos, the rabbi said, take a look at Tosas. She'ein token b'tchilasa mefarsh b'halachas gedolas. Lav d'mikla b'shabata. El d'isiol unsa. Doesn't mean on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. That doesn't mean it's going to be a bad year because you don't blow on Shabbos. That you're listening to the rabbis. Miriam la b'sofa, my time at the Lord, Arev Satan. The Satan didn't get confused. Arev Yitzhak, kol shana she'rosha b'tchilasa. If people are humble and pure and they're poor. Rasha means poor. We're humble and poor. We daven with real kavana and tachanunim. Mis asheres besofa. So we're going to be rich at the end of the year. Now, my reishis hashana. In the beginning, you're poor. My reishis siv ad achris shana. Sofa sheish la achris. We're going to have a great end. The year is going to have a gavah. If we're rush, if we're poor in the beginning, and we're daven the right way, it's going to have a great end. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak. Ain't done us other than myself. Talk about a daf yomi coincidence. By the way, daf yomi, I missed it. Daf yomi coincidence. Akedas Yitzchak. It's Peh Shabbos. That's number one. Number two. Ain't done us other than myself. Shall osa shah. Shnemar ki shama elokim el kolanar by Sherusham. This past week's parsha. Wow. Everybody asked the kasha. Yishmael was judged by Sherusham. So how come a ben sora or mora? We judge him al shem sofo. We kill him now because of what's going to happen in the future. Torah says, you judge Yishmael. Pasher Hashem is a beautiful pshat of Aaron Cutler. He says that Yishmael was called Yishmael. The Arabs daven five times a day. The Muslims daven five times a day. Because the name of Yishmael, Hashem will hear you. Yishmael had the koach hashmiya. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, if you have the koach hashmiya, if you have the ability to listen, you can change. You can become better. What does it say about the Ben Sora Mora? Einenu shomea b'kolenu. He doesn't listen. He's not listening. He's not listening to his parents. If you can't listen, you're never going to change. You got to develop your ears. That's why we blow shofar during the month of Elul. To clean out our ears, our sound, our koach hashmia. Rosh Hashanah is all about shmia, listening. Listening to the shofar, listening. You got to learn to be a listener. If you're a listener, you'll grow. You could change. So then we don't. Then we judge you by Sher Husham. You could be better. So Yishmael had the koach hashmia. Ben Sora Mora. He doesn't listen. Others say differently. The Dasa Kanim, this is the kash of the Balei HaTosfos al HaTorah. So the Re'eim answers, Ben Sora Amor already started his wickedness, but Yishmael didn't. A little strange. It says in the Chumash that Yishmael did start his wickedness. But Mishnah Malach says, Bedin Shalmata, they judge Al Shem Sofo, but the Bedin Shalmala judges you by Sher Husham. The Marsha says, Yishmael was his son's going to be bad. But he was going to do tshuva, but the Ben Sora Mora, he himself is going to be bad. The Chidar writes, the Ben Sora comes from Yufas Tor. So he's judged, he has bad parents also. So he's going to have a bad future. Oh, let's continue. Vamar Rav Yitzchak, Shlosh Advarim, Maskirin Avon, Sashal Adam. Three things cause Hashem to remember your sins. Elohim, Kir Natoy. If you walk under a shaky building, Hashem is going to say, you need a miracle to happen to you. Hashem is going to judge you. Don't do that. Don't put yourself in sakana. The Ion Tfila, Rabbi Razin quoted three pshatim. Ion Tfila, so Pash Pshat, Rashi says it means here that you think Hashem is going to answer your tfilas. You think you're such a great davener that Hashem is going to answer your tfilas. Others say Ion Tfila means that you can't focus during your tfila, meaning you're thinking about everything else during your tfila. But there's a Ritva here that writes, it's impossible for a person to have perfect Kavanah and Shmon Esrei. We talk about Ian Tfila. The Ritva here says, it's impossible. So it's a little bit of a Nechama for us. Impossible to have total perfect Kavanah. I went to a Levaya last week. Barry Gavron, so his kid's quoted by the Levaya, that he grew up in Boston. He used to walk Rav Salvechik to Shul. Rav Salvechik told him, he said he never once had Kavanah in his Shmon Esrei fully. Never once. So he used to quote it a lot of times. But it's very hard to have Kavanah. The Amoraim tell stories about what they would think about during Shmoneh Esrei. But anyway, some say Ian Tfila means it's Maskir Avonosav. Many different pshatim what it means here. Umoser Din Al Chaveru. If you say, Hashem, I want you to punish that other guy. So it comes back at you. You're not supposed to say that. The Amor Rabbi, Kalamos Din Al Chaveru, Hunenash Tchila. If you ask Hashem to punish somebody else, you're going to be punished first. Shneamar by Avram and Hagar. Well, this week's parsha, the third daf Yomi coincidence. Vatomer Sarah al Avram Chamasi Alech. I'm angry with you. You should be judged. Uksiv Vayav Avram Lespod Lesarah Lekosam. Wow. Oh boy, Sarah got judged first. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Arba Dvar Mikarim Gzardin Shaladim. Four things rip up a person's Gzardin. Elohim Staka Tseaka Tfila Shini Hashem. Like we said before, changing your name. Shini Maisa. Rabbi Raza said this morning, all four of these are changing yourself. Tztaka tziv, utztaka talsam yimagas. You give tztaka, you become a giver. You become a different person. Tzaka is tefillah, like we said before, from the ikrim. Tziv, ayatakol Hashem batzalem, umi tzukosem yotzim. Shini Hashem tziv, sarai ishtecha lo sikra, shema sarai, ki sara shema uksiv, perachtu samagam satim menu chabain. Shini maizim tziv, ayar alkim es maaseyem, ninve. Uksiv, ayinachim alim al rash, yidiv al soslaev lo asa. This Gemara is the source that when you change a person's name, when he's very sick, you should change his name because maybe he'll get a better din. I was one time in my life present. I was part of the minyan by Yishini Hashem, Baruch Hashem. The guy lived. You know who it is. Anyway, that was, by the way, the most emotionally draining experience of my lifetime. Being in a hospital room with a minyan, saying a tefillah for a guy in the next room who was intubated, who was losing his life. And to be part of Shin Hashem, that was the most incredible experience of my life by far. Rabbi Farner was the one who led the tefillos, and the guy lived, and he's totally 100% fine today. Unbelievable.
Rabbeinu Mechila, the Gemara says, "Kama spal ba'ad chaveiro hu ne'emet tchila." It's the opposite of this, what we just learned. The Gemara says, "Kol amoser din al chaveiro hu ne'emet tchila." So if you spal ba'ad chaveiro, instead of giving your own friend over for fun,
good.
If you daven for your friend, then you're ne'emet.
Good. V'yeshom avshinu makom. Dechsev, almost. Hayom Hashem alavim lech lecha me'artzcha. The hadar ve'escha l'goy gadol. The idach, why didn't they count that one? Ha'hu zuchus ha'deretz Yisrael u'dis ha'nilei. No, Avram didn't get his mazel changed because he changed his makom. It's because he went to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael changed his makom. Amar Rav Yitzchak chayv adon l'haklu p'nei rabo b'regel. Person has to visit his Rebbe on Yontif, Shnei Amar. Madu atalech zeylav hayom lo chodesh lo shabbos mechlal de bechodesh lo shabbos yiboylei l'mezel. You got to go on Yontif. Either this is Kavod Arav, or it's to learn Torah from him. Nafkamina might be women. Are women chayiv in this? So this was the Shunamis. Let's learn that from a woman. All right, it's a chayiv on the Taratzim Rav. You got to go to the mikvah. We had this Gemara. Shneimar v'nivel sam lo sigo. Tanya v'yachol v'nivel lo sigo. Yachol yisrael muzhar na maga nevela tamalomer emar la kohana b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron muzhar b'nei Yisrael muzhar. V'al dvarim kavachom matu machamura. Tumas Mace, Kohanim is Harm, Yisrael, Eidim is Harm, Tumma Kal, Tumas Nevela, Lo Kolshkein, Ella, Matam Aloma, Vinosam, Sigal, Beregel. On Yontif, you have to be Matar yourself. Amr of Kurus Bedai, we'll just read the Gemara. Amr of Yochan, Shlosh Svarim, Niftachim, Barash Hashanah, Echad Shal Rasham Gemurin, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurin, Vechad Shal Beinonim, Tzadikim Gemurin, Nichtam, Nichtam, Laalter, Lachaim, Rosh Hashanah, the right away, Nichtam, Nichtam, Rishon Gemurin, Nichtam, Nichtam, Laalter, Nisa. Beinonim tulim v'alim rashan v'ad yom kippurim. Zachu v'idu tshuva the Beinonim. If you do tshuva nechtavim l'chaim, lo zachu nechtavim l'misa. Am Rabbi Ovin, ma'ikra, yimachu misefer chaim v'im tzadikim ma'ikra. Sevu, yimachu misefer zesef v'n shal rishon gemurim. Chaim zesef v'n shal tzadikim. V'im tzadikim ma'ikra sevu zesef v'n shal Beinonim. V'achem v'itzav amam v'hocha, v'im ayin mechenina misifrcha shal kasavta. Mechenina zesef v'n shal rishon. Misifrcha zesef v'n shal tzadikim. Asher kasavta zesef v'n shal Beinonim. Now, what are most of the people in the world Beinonim? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Sounds like if you have more, what do you mean? If you have, Rashi says, if you have more sins, you're a Rasha. If you have more mitzvahs, so what, you're a Beinoni only if it's exactly 50-50? So the Mepharshim say, no, it's not what's going on over here. Mepharshim say, Pnei Yeshua. Right, Rashi seems to say, Mechza Mechza. Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean? That doesn't sound like that's correct. There's like one person in the world that's that way. No, it means Beinonim is most of the world that have many Zechuyos and many Averis. Not that, like Rava says in Brachos and Dav Samach Alpha Meveis, that we're all Beinonim. It's very dochic to say that the whole Indian of Tluyim Va'ondim till Yom Kippur is only if a guy who's exactly 50-50. So it's mission. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. This was an epic dot for the ages. Remember this in the middle of Yomamas. Good morning, Rav Eli, and I'm not going to say everybody. I forgot to say everybody's name. I was so excited to say the shir. I didn't say it. Good morning, everybody. Great to see everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.